There's something about that in Georgia, some of the children.
And another thing, they are, whenever you get headlights,
mm-hmm.
why they just, they bought the only best way to get rid of them is to take the head of your head shave and take that head and burn it.
No, just boys would do that. What would girls do?
Huh?
What would girls do? They wouldn't shave their...
Well, you burn them or you kill them. They ate your hair and they'll get all over you.
Would girls shave their hair off?
Yeah. No, they got treatments that'll kill them. What I can learn. Man, I'd have my hair clipped or I'd take it and chew it in a bowl of caffeine or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Caffeine would kill them.
And a bushy-tailed animal that gets up in the trees.
Squirrel.
What different kinds of squirrels are there?
A tree.
Three.
The fox squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
He's the biggest one. And the cat squirrel and the red squirrel. Well, the cat squirrel and the red squirrel is practically the same size, only the color is the only difference.
Mm-hmm. What, the cat squirrel is?
Gray.
Gray?
And the red squirrel, he got just a tint of red on him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you don't find them around here at all, but over in the, what we call the National Forest,
mm-hmm.
we see them over there.
Do you ever see something a little smaller than a squirrel that has little stripes down its back?
Weasel.
Mm-hmm. Well, something smaller than a weasel. Do you ever see a chipmunk or ground squirrel?
Well, no. We don't have such as them in this country.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have no chipmunks or ground squirrels or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
No groundhogs.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have them.
That's just up North Carolina?
Further north.
Mm-hmm. The kind of insect that flies around the light and tries to fly into the light.
Can of bugs.
Okay. And what about the kind that eats holes in your wool clothes?
Moles.
Mm-hmm. You call that a what?
A moth.
Uh-huh. And an insect that flies around at night and bites you and makes you...
A mosquito.
Huh?
A mosquito.
Uh-huh. What about something that has a little light in its tail?
Lightning bug.
And an insect that hops around in the grass. A little green insect.
Yeah, that crawls around the grass?
That hops.
Well, that's a worm.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't remember what they call it. I've heard it many a time.
Well, what about an insect, though, that hops in the grass?
Grasshopper.
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard another name for them?
No.
What about hoppergrass?
Well, that's the same thing. Just the name, just the breast.
Mm-hmm. Some people
call them hoppergrass and some call them grasshoppers.
Who calls them hoppergrass?
No, they're just a reverse of names.
Uh-huh. Say if you went blackberry picking, a little red insect would get on you.
Oh, that's a red bush.
Mm-hmm. And if you hadn't cleaned a room in a while, up in the ceiling, in the corner, you could find a...
bird nest, rat beds.
Or something up in the ceiling that stretched from one corner to another.
Spider web.
Mm-hmm. And something like that outside would be a...
Yeah, that would be a spider web.
What about cobweb?
Cobweb's all the same. Spider web and cobweb's all the same.
Does a cobweb have a spider in it?
Yeah. In other words, we used to use that for stopping blood.
You did?
Yeah.
Did it work very well?
Yeah, it worked all right.
How would you do that?
We'd just go get a roller about a quarter of the size place it was bleeding. And roll it up good and tight and just stick it on there and hold it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the blood didn't rush through that right quick and it would clot and stop the blood.
You just